Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Woody. Man, I'll tell you who's got to be pumped up. Tua Tagovailoa showing up today and going, hey, man, same offense. I don't have to learn a new offense, man. Mike's back. Mike and the gang are back. We're doing the same stuff, man, with some new guys. Let's do it.
You think Mike realizes the expectations now for this team are just, I mean, they're absolutely through the roof. Like, the success of the other teams down here probably hasn't helped.
He knows.
Okay.
He knows. By the way, there's a reason that they seem like they're on ESPN National every day in the morning.
They are.
We sit in here
again this morning for some reason.
Every day, whether they're ranking their secondary or wide receivers, two of their strong positions, to Vic Fangio, to obviously the Tua Tagovailoa story, the guys, you don't think they look around and they're going, okay, Ramsey is basically X-Man and Jalen Ramsey the same age. And they know, like, the window to win a championship. And those guys, their people are going, hey, you guys, best combo, you got to play like it. Like, okay, we're paying you both a lot of friggin' money. A lot of money to be really good. And then they look around the other guys and go, hey, you're a high first-round pick. And you've been really good, but now you got to take it to a new level. And then there's a lot of, there is. They look at the two wide receivers after going for 3,000 yards between them, and they're going, okay, we got a little something here. I think, and you're right, Woody. You're right about this. Mike was asked about it yesterday, and he said, hey, the success is great. Don't think we're not watching. Yeah, it's one of those, like, man. And then the final part of this, can you imagine if we're talking about the Dolphins on a week off going to the Super Bowl? I don't want to get ahead of myself.
You don't want to get ahead of yourself, huh?
But I'm way ahead of myself. But, yeah, it'd be
I don't know what that would be like because I've never experienced it. But
I have.
I'm guessing it would be pretty wild. Super Bowl's in Vegas, right?
By the way, you want to hear another one? I mean, just to add, because the last one we were in was Super Bowl 19.
Okay.
We're the only team in town. There are no other professional teams.
Okay.
I mean, you just kind of.
Super Bowl 19, huh?
Yeah, we went Super Bowl 17 and 19. And
what are we on now, like 58 or something?
We're up there. Yeah, we.
A lot of L's and V's now.
Yeah, there's a lot of whatever those letters are. It's a lot of years, Woody. You're right.
19, wow.
Yeah. So.
Just picturing people sitting around watching the game in black and white.
And basically, these two teams, they barely got in the playoffs. So they got on the run. This is why we should never, ever go, well, you think of those people who say in the Heat, why are they even going to playoffs? They got no chance. Said the same thing about Panthers. Oh, the Panthers barely got in. Now they got open. Instead of opening with Carolina, they got to open, oh, my God, with Boston. They're done. And here they are in the finals.
Well, you don't think the Dolphins will make the playoffs easily, right? I mean, to me, it seems like it's going to be, like all these AFC teams are going to be all bunched in there together, it feels like, at the end of this thing, right?
You work on their schedule off last year. It's one of the toughest schedules because of records from last year. And They got to face a lot of good quarterback. I think it's a great, you know, if you're really good, you should be looking forward to these games. And by the way, week one, you can't do much better than that because they kicked our butts pretty good out in L.A. last year and the whole Herbert Tua thing. Week one.
So, hype that thing up, huh?
Huh?
Gonna hype that thing up, that matchup.
They've loaded up. What, they drafted a guy in the first round, a wide receiver, to go with the guys they have coming back. And we loaded up on a corner position. Oh, man, it's just.
Was that the game? That was a game last year that started the snowball, right?
Well, the 49er game before that. Yeah. Went 8-3, 8-4, and then 8-5, and then back home. And right to Buffalo.
We
remember
need a little
that.
Consistency this year, man. No, like eight wins, eight losses.
And
like.
I feel good about that Chargers game, and they defensively, their defense, and they had a bunch of guys out. They put together a great defensive plan that just we did not play well, and everybody was healthy. I mean, it wasn't that was just a butt kicking before he jumped on a plane on a Sunday night football game. That was not what you were looking for. So,
boy, the division's going to be something this year.
Ooh, man. And by the way,
there's a lot of pressure on three teams in that division, right? Like the Bills have to have a decent amount of pressure on them too, right?
Oh, yeah. No. There's plenty of pressure to go around.
I would think.
The Bills
have been really good for a while now and have not been able to win the big one.
The pressure machine actually starts in New York.
Well, yeah. Well, they're both in New York.
$58 million quarterback, and they're stroking that team to death. And they've got
Aaron Rodgers has come out of his shell, huh?
And yeah, we found out there's a different guy now. He's happy and loves football
again.
It's like
Tampa Brady.
And then Buffalo, as you said, they've been really good, but have not been able to get past Kansas City and Cincinnati. And then there's us, all in the same division. And by the way, it's hard for me to imagine New England Patriots aren't a decent team and have a chance to win some games. If I was to tell you that the Patriots are going 0-6 in the East, AFC East, I don't think so. Me neither.
Nah, they'll win some home games.
So anyway, there you have it, man. Let's go. And there'll be a lot of time coming up the next few months to see what it's going to look like. And then the whole defense going to be changed around system-wise. And
still only comes down to one thing, though, man. And keep that quarterback upright. Keep him off his head.
Every fall, every time he gets tackled, every time he slides outside the pocket. Yeah, that's – you imagine all the shows are going to be done on his hits next year and what he's doing differently or – have we noticed what the changes from the stuff he did all off season? All that will be a big, big story.
Just hope Mike White is ready to play.
I say this about every quarterback that comes in here right now. Mike White he's got to get himself ready. This is not your normal being Patrick Mahomes' backup. You got to come in here going, okay, this could be a chance for me. And you get more bonuses. You get more incentives because that's the way your contract is. Case you do have to play a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would think it's unlikely Tua plays every game, right?
I don't know.
The thing you obviously have to avoid is the head injury, because the head injury could be, you know.
So let me ask you another one. Austin Jackson basically played a game full of snaps. They're counting on him to come back.
Yeah.
Eichenberg missed a half a season. They're counting on him to come back. We have a left tackle that averages, who's really good when he plays, but he misses four games a year.
I think you're okay rolling the dice on anything that's not a head injury problem, right?
So
like the head injury problem is just exactly
that's
the problem.
They got to have conversations with Tua. And I wasn't going to do this today.
It's OTA day, man. We got one OTA.
You sucked me right in. First of all, If the play doesn't look like it's there, instead of keep it alive, it's okay to throw it away.
You rhyme that, too, very nicely.
You agree?
Yes, of course.
If you're back there, instead of waiting and waiting, and here comes somebody, and you get body slammed, throw it away, play another day.
You thought about this for a while, didn't you? These
no,
rhymes.
I just – so the only thing I have a difference of opinion on with some people – is the offensive line got blamed for a lot of the hits last year. And I was like, nah, he had a chance and he was buying extra time where I'd rather just see him throw the ball away and not take the hit at all. It's okay.
But he is going to get hit, though.
You can't, like,
really avoid it completely.
You are going to get hit, and your guys are going to get beat no matter how good they are.
Even Brady gets hit. Like, you see Brady last year got hit a bunch. Like,
and you know what?
Guy gets the ball out quicker than anyone.
Guys get – there's going to be blitzes you don't pick up. And they're going to run games, and you make a mistake, and somebody's going to be free, and somebody's going to get a free shot at your quarterback, and he's got to protect there's some things, like, there's not going to be time to get rid of the ball, and he's just going to have to take the hit and get up. Yes.
You want a couple texts really quick here?
Yeah, what do you have?
305 says, when is the last time Tua played a full season? I'll wait. Has not.
I don't know.
We know.
He's not playing Alabama's first year.
It's the first year Tua had head injuries. You guys are acting like he's had head injuries for 5 years. Well, I think once you start having them, it's kind of an issue, clearly.
Well, listen, man. This is
he smacks that head again, you're going to have a problem with him coming back.
I want to say this to that guy and everybody else. There's a reason that Tua focused on jiu-jitsu and building his neck up because of what happened last year. So you can say it's the media throwing it in there. He's concerned. His coaches talked about it. They're going to have some of the stuff that he's learned as part of his daily routine out there. Hey, look, at whatever works, that's all this is about. But, yeah, the concussions, it's not one. It was two, and it took a long time to get that second one before the game, the green light in the offseason. So, yeah, I think we should all be a little concerned.
One more text here. Joe, 786 says, oh, Kane's football on the brain here. He says, hey, Joe, we can't absolve Mario, too. He sees the success of the other teams. So, you know, it's some pressure.
Yeah, Mario's.
Yeah, they know. By the way, basketball team over at UM, a lot of success.
Yep.
So, yeah, yep. They get it.
Jim Larrañaga, right? Jim's done his thing. You're right.
Yeah.
And
going to continue to do his thing, by the way. Mario, they seem to be loading up
Mario
again.
Did not go out and get all those transfer portals to be bad. He did not change his coordinators to be bad. And he did change his coordinators. And the guys that are gone, he didn't really want to keep around, coach-wise.
The Tua effect, by the way, is amazing. You just mentioned the guy's name, and like this thing is just lighting up with people's opinions on him.
It's okay.
He's going to be a polarizing figure.
He is going to be. He's a starting quarterback, high draft pick from a really good school, college. He is going to be.
It's just crazy. You built such an incredible roster, and it really all comes down to that guy now, right?
Well, not the whole thing, but
most of it. You're not going to make a playoff run, I mean, unless Mike White balls out of his mind, but you kind of need that guy to play at a really high level or just to play.
I think.
Here you go, Joe. It's not a matter of him staying healthy. He's not the guy. He doesn't have the skill set. There you go.
I don't know why anybody would say he doesn't have the skill set. I know everybody's breaking down.
Because people have their minds made up.
Yes.
What's the over-under on games missed by Tua? 6?
Well, that's going to be a problem. If we're talking about him missing 6 games, we, South Florida, we have a problem. If that's the case. They believe, and I believe this now, I think they really believe from the doctors they've talked to, that he's got a chance to the problem continues to be to fall on the back of your head as many times as he does, that he's just, I don't know how you stay away from it. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know, when you're going through that quickly and you get hit and all of a sudden you go, okay, what'd you learn this offseason? Quickly, what'd you learn? And you go into that off a play, right? That's all of a sudden you go from thinking you're going to throw the ball and here somebody just hits you. You have a split second to like, okay. And sometimes you can't control it when it's a 300-pound strong-ass man throwing you down. So all that stuff is going to
All right, real quick, one more thing. So Tua has cleared the protocol. Texter asking that.
Yeah, he did.
If you look on the TV behind you, they're asking on ESPN, will Rodgers help end the Jets' playoff drought?
Oh, no, he's getting plenty of heat, too.
I'm guessing the Dolphins are coming up next on there. And somebody said instead of the Tennis Channel, you could have the Tua Channel, probably get more viewers.
Hey, listen, man. Tennis Channel's not bothering anybody. I said I watch it, okay? And I'm watching the French Open. Yeah.
The French Open gets some national TV coverage at some point, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I would think it's a slam, right?
That's a great question. I know Wimbledon does.
Yeah, it has to be.
I'm guessing the French Open by the time, but it is weird. It's got to be like the damn finals or semifinals before it moves to a
better channel. Well, do we have any of the big names involved?
Yeah.
Rafa's not playing, I assume,
no,
right?
He's still injured. He's out.
Roger's Djokovic, not playing. He's retired.
He's done.
Joker, what happened with Joker, man? Joker's got some issues. I see him on every news channel.
Joker did something with
did he do something political?
Yes, okay. He went political on something with his country and somebody
he wrote it
else.
On the lens of the camera.
Yeah, he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah.
He couldn't just stay focused on. He decided, and that's got some people all fired up over there. Yeah,
shame.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't help it. All right, we got to go to break. We've got. I wasn't gonna do it. I was not going to do a lot of OTAs today in minicamp. Gosh darn, I wasn't going to do it, man. Do you have a
well, that's my fault. I asked you about Tua.
You did.
It's my fault.
You just know. All right. We'll go to
there
break.
There is no bet, by the way, available, I don't believe, right, for Vegas?
I don't know.
You can't bet on an over-under of Tua's games?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You can bet like an over-under on his yards. I know that.
Woody, I truly have no idea. I do have an idea on this, though, getting off Tua, and something that's really important a lot of people are starting to go through, and that is moving, selling your home. Big decision to make. When do I do it? I want to do it. I got a lot of equity in my home, and is now the time to do it? And, gosh, where are we can downsize? We can move out of town? What are you thinking, man? God, we've had so many conversations. I'm sitting there having drinks at a party the other night, and I screamed, Howard Goldberg. And they go, pardon me? And I go, stop with all the people you might have, what about a good agent? I go, no, Howard Goldberg. The guy sells 100 homes a year. His team's got its own strong marketing that they do. Will help you get the most money possible in the shortest period of time. That's what it's about. A guy that knows the market, that's had success, and knows how to sell your home quickly at top dollar. It's really that simple. I don't want to mess around with your friends of them in high school and all that stuff. His name is Howard Goldberg. Everybody in South Florida should be using this guy. He's really, really good and really, really successful as one of the tops in the country. Good. And you got to start asking yourself after you meet with him, by the way, you'll go, I get it why Joe Rose is saying you're the guy to go with. Howard, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it. Hey, listen, when Kimberly sold her Fort Lauderdale home with Howard, she admitted that she was very emotional during the process, but she said Howard was amazing during the whole selling process. He made things easy and stress-free. He talked her through her anxiety and helped her every step along the way. Getting the home sold quickly for top dollar price of $550,000. Kimberly highly recommends Howard and his team because you're getting the whole team. Listen, the guy is just screaming when you're thinking about this, Howard Goldberg. Connect with Howard Goldberg with RE/MAX Consultants Realty One today. Google Howard Goldberg RE/MAX. That's Howard Goldberg RE/MAX. Nobody's going to do it better. Nobody's got a better game plan for you and your home. Anywhere in South Florida, 954-807-5573, 954-807-5573. Nobody else going to sell my home but Howard Goldberg.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So start packing today.
Joey, I wish a happy 80th birthday to Joe Namath today. How
about
that?
Broadway Joe turned 80. God bless him, man. God, that's awesome. Who doesn't like Broadway Joe? I always say this, the most popular Jets player with Dolphin fans of all time, Broadway Joe. I told you, I went to a function one night, and Joe Namath came, and there were a bunch of older gentlemen that were really famous NFL players. People were lining up, all different ages, man, lining up to get a picture with Joe Namath. And I felt the same way. I sat with him at the same table, and it was just cool as hell because he knows what's going on, and he's been through it all. Won a championship, lived like a rock star as a quarterback, and did it. Won a championship in New York, man. Just happy birthday to Joe Namath, man. That's pretty damn cool. All right, so Woody and I were just talking. Two things I want to mention. Woody, good call by you, by the way. Great call. Jokic is the least needle-moving MVP the NBA has ever had. People, when you've got sideline reporters, and it's not a shot going, wow, I didn't realize how good he was, and she took some criticism, but her point was, you know, first of all, they're not on national TV very much for a team that's so good.
No.
And second of all, like, you keep hearing these guys talking that are inside, and they go, well, if you follow basketball real closely, you know how good he is. He's a triple-double every night. And because of his style of play, it just whatever. He's very skilled. I mean,
yeah,
they don't just give these MVPs.
He's not like the most enjoyable player to watch. But the other thing, like, Denver is never on TV. You know, so I'm guessing some people saw the Lakers series.
I'll bet
got a little bit of it there, and then I'm sure everyone remembers Jamal Murray from the bubble.
I'll bet you a lot of Heat fans that are going, all right, we're playing Denver. Who's the guy they're talking about, the MVP? But they got a nice team of really, it's a good team.
No, they do. They
it's
have
a
good
big
team.
But
yeah, I'm guessing
a lot.
They
of go people, 6'9",
myself
6'10".
Included, have not watched a ton of Denver Nugget basketball over the years.
But you've seen his skill set.
Oh yeah, of course. But like Joe, I mean, again, it's not
he can shoot outside.
He's not a guy that
they
seem to like to feature a lot for. Reminds you like Steve Nash.
But that's
like
on MVPs the MVP because
like, irrelevant.
We got LeBron and you got Steph and you got the Greek Freak. And
it's funny when you start talking about the superstars in the NBA, he almost slips your mind when you start talking about top five players in the league. And I don't even, do you even put him in top five? I mean, I guess, right? But
he's top five every day of the week. Stop with this stuff about Embiid. It's a joke. Embiid compared to this
guy.
Well,
I don't know if you'd throw Embiid in there, but clearly you, I mean.
Who would you rather have with your team?
Well, I wouldn't want Joel Embiid in any situation.
You talk about shrinking a little bit at times.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge fan of anyone on that Sixer team. But you put Giannis ahead of Jokic, don't you?
Not overall skill set, no.
Steph? LeBron.
The guy shoots free throws. He makes
Kevin
threes.
Durant, I don't know.
Got touch. I mean, he doesn't jump up and touch the square and dunk it like some of these guys.
He might be better than all those guys I just named. But
I don't know, man. I just
he's never going to get that recognition. Maybe if he wins one, but.
And the second thing, and again, it's an OTA day. And so the whole group is going to be out there, and you can see some guys run around a little bit today and next few weeks with OTAs and mini camps. We got strong opinions. Everybody has a strong opinion one way or the other on Tua Tagovailoa and his skill set, his durability, or like he's really accurate, got great anticipation, and everybody's stupid. We can't even get people to agree on the injury. We actually have people texting in that they didn't think the concussions last year were serious and have anything to do with this year. And I'm not in that school, by the way.
Well, they kind of said that.
No, Chris Greer came out and said, yes, he did. Chris Greer said.
You got to believe what you hear, right?
Right, but I don't know if every – I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine that every doctor feels that way. Like, you know, they start, and we'll find out when, you know, he takes and – but we do need him to stay healthy. We can all agree on that.
No, we can't. But
we need him to
carry on, though, Joe. No, because people don't think he can play. There's still that group of people that think we're better off going another route anyway.
Well,
first
of all,
we were talking about it during the break. So
there's no other route. There's no
other
route to go right now,
exactly. Like if the Tua thing doesn't work out this year, it's not like you're going to be able to just draft some young guy who's going to come in and tear things up. Like you're not going to be in that position. So you would have to go the free agent patch route
overall. And we still got to get this offensive line thing figured out and see if it can stay healthy, which it couldn't last year. At left tackle, at left guard, and right tackle, you couldn't stay healthy last year. So that's fair. But this is the best roster they've had. These are the best names they've had on the back of jerseys. Now, some positions are a lot more loaded than others, but it's full of really good damn players. It's really good from cornerbacks to safety to wide receivers. It's got a lot of really, really good players. So
yeah, that's nice, but you need a quarterback.
But he's fine. If he stays healthy, he's going to play at a high enough level for them.
I got you. But all that other stuff you just mentioned is real nice, but you need someone to get the ball out there and.
You're a real Debbie Downer. You know
not being
that?
A Debbie Downer, that's what you need. Like you couldn't talk about the offensive line and all these other nice toys.
I don't know about
injury.
I don't know. Like people go, how many games do you think he's going to stay healthy? I had somebody ask me this last week or so. You think he can stay healthy? I go, I have no idea. I hope he can because we need him.
Well, at least he realized that he had a problem and he tried to fix it.
Yes. No, he worked on this.
Trying to fix it so that you know there's a problem.
He did some research to find out, hey, all the hits have been in the same spot, back of my head. What can I do? Got to build up your neck. What else can I do? Got to learn how to fall. Combination of both those things. So he's worked on it. Now, I heard some guys, Keyshawn, some other guys go, it's a joke. You're still going to – I don't know. I mean, everybody's got an opinion. One thing about it, boy, everybody got a strong opinion on Tua Tagovailoa, but you do have an opinion, right?
Well, I just think also because this is the closest the Dolphins have ever been in a lot of our lifetimes, right? Like, we're actually going into the season as a Super Bowl contender, and that's not something you could say very many times over the years.
Greasy and Marino, I remember those days and going, look at this, man. The Dolphins just little, like 30-something years of real high-end quarterback play, and then just
– a lot of generations of Dolphin fans don't know any of that, though, man.
I know. I'm here for the history lesson, brother. All right, we got to go to break.
What Super Bowl did you play in again?
17 and 19.
All right. Haven't been since, right?
I know. No, I haven't. All right, we got to go to break here. We're running super late. Ron Rothstein, our man, is going to join us, talk some Heat basketball coming up here. Talk a little bit about those matchups and everything else, including the great story and the Spo story and all the good news. I was glad to hear Spo getting a lot of credit for what he did yesterday. I thought it was cool. And some of the moves that he made and mixing in that zone with that man and forcing turnovers and getting in passing lanes and all those cool things that make great players turn it over 8 times in a friggin' game. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 o'clock goes to a 71% chance, and could be some flooding out there as well. So please be careful. Don't play in any of those deep puddles, right?
No, you don't want to do that. Not
fall through the sewer.
Got too much going on right now. You want to stay healthy so we can stay healthy. This the theme of the show.
Well, yeah, that's why. Stay healthy, man. You don't want anyone falling through the sewer. You end up, you know, you have to live with, like, the Ninja Turtles down there, so you don't do that.
All right, so we got Ron Rothstein going to join. I love talking to Ron. Talk about a guy that has lived it and seen all of it. He's going to join us coming up about 11 minutes now, maybe 11, 12, 13 minutes from now.
Could ask him that question we were talking about earlier, greatest NBA coach of all time.
Ooh.
He'd probably know that one.
He would have a strong opinion because he has seen them all. He has seen them all.
Somebody texted in earlier and said Craven Moorhead is the greatest NBA coach.
People never stop, do they?
No.
Man? He just.
I thought it was pretty funny. By the way, somebody says.
So am I, actually. You know?
Yeah, going back to our Vegas talk.
So, child. And I get sucked right into it again, man. Sucked right into it.
Can I read you a couple more of these since we only have a few minutes till we get to Ron? Is that okay with you here?
What, yes.
You, they're not as silly as that one, but this guy does say 954. Joe, I want a Dry Fit Joe Rose Show t-shirt for Father's Day. Can you make that in a dry fit, the one that just says your name across?
No,
the
I'm not. I can't do that, no. You people are very funny. Very busting chops, but very funny. That's outstanding.
All right, how about this? Gut feeling we end the playoff win drought this season. I'm a hard no. Road wild card loss. That's not. I don't like to hear that. Joe, we're going to see Rafa in a Grand Slam event this year.
It doesn't look good. US Open doesn't look good. And this was his, this is the one they're playing the clay right now. He is a king of clay and not playing. I don't know, man.
How old is he? Is he like 30?
He's a very physical, violent. The turnover in his shoulder and the knee problems. He's gotten a beaten up body. What is he, 36 or 7?
No, he's not that old, is he?
I think he is.
Well, tennis is a physical sport, man.
I think Joker's like 30. Isn't Joker like 34, 35?
I don't know.
All getting up there in age. Yeah. Joker's been the amazing one. If Joker would have just played in all these events through the pandemic and, you know, the shots and not hit somebody with a tennis ball, remember that? Think about guy'd have like 3 or 4 more championships right now. He plays, he's going to have a good chance to win this one.
Yeah.
On clay.
Incredibly physical sport out there. These guys should go play pickleball. That's what they should do. Think about, like, if you got Fed and Nadal and all these other guys to go play pickleball, like, now while they're, like, below 40.
They'd rather retire. I've heard those guys say they'd rather just, like,
is that what they said?
Completely retire than play pickleball.
They say that when they were doing their media availabilities on Tennis Channel?
They were
like,
listen, we want to let you know. So most tennis players are not pickleball fans. The hardcore tennis fans are like, ugh, pickleball. Leave it away from our tennis courts. Put it a mile away from us.
To answer this one, I don't think Vlad brought any donuts, correct?
He hadn't brought anything yet. He's got
time.
That
is so weak. He's got time.
He's got time. I don't need
for
it
right now.
I want to know when he's coming so I can.
He comes every day now.
I don't want coffee at the end of the show. I've already had like 60 ounces of coffee.
Don't you want a donut?
No.
Or you can't eat a donut right now,
not right
can
now.
You?
I'm still on this, get that weight a little bit lower.
Someone makes the point here, Denver, Miami both barely got national games. Someone also says a Joe Rose t-shirt blows a Royals game out of the water.
For a giveaway. You want my head popping out there, that huge head popping out of the door. All right, listen, we got to go to break. We want to be on time with Ron Rothstein. Our man, former head coach, former assistant coach. Man, this dude is knowledgeable about the whole thing. He's going to be coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll get into that other talk. How much Tua stuff do you have coming in? Just tease me, bro.
There's enough to go around.
Jeez. All right. I guess that's why so many people are going out there to see what Mike has to say about Tua today. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers one more time. I love talking about a red-hot SUV family that's got everything you need. Whether you're looking for a big SUV like a Tahoe or Suburban, it's got the brand new look and added more space to it. Maybe it's the midsize SUV, that Traverse. Well, I'll tell you what, it does not feel like a midsize SUV with all, I don't know how they do it, but it is really roomy. And a smaller SUV, the Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox, full of style and substance that you're just absolutely going to love. Man, I love them so much. We got a Tahoe and a Trailblazer for my daughter. And Silverado trucks, oh my gosh, you talk about Silverado trucks. They make every kind of style truck you could ever want. One thing they all have in common, they're strong and they're durable and they're ready to work for you. And I want to let you know, whether it's a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week, or you need a family truck too and still doing that work, we got them all for you. And we got new and used in really, really good shape. And you know what? Last time I checked, which was just a couple of days ago, Corvettes and Camaros are really hard to beat. Oh, so nice. Our security woman, T, she got a brand new Camaro out there, yellow Camaro. It's gorgeous. Hey, I'm going to stop talking about all the people I know driving Chevy. Go find out for yourself. If you're looking for a new look and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, I got really good news. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida. Something close to where you work, something close to where you live. You going down there, take a test drive, and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.